You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this conversation. We have not had this gentleman on the show before. I'm looking forward to it.
It was going to be a fun conversation for sure.
Doing some neat stuff in the community. Let's get to it. We're joined by Eric Drucker. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Chafin Communities. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy. You got a lot of neat communities going up, so I know you're busy. Before we get into our conversation, however, Eric, if you could take a quick second and give us a quick overview of Chafin Communities, how you serve in the market.
Chafin Communities, I'll give you a brief history. It started in 1996. It was started by Eric Chafin. Eric has a unique background. He started off in construction where he didn't even have a vehicle. He worked for a large local builder, and he would literally climb in the back of the pickup truck of the superintendent, go to the houses as a teenager, and sweep out houses.
Wow.
And from there, he progressed to a superintendent. And then in 96, he started his own company. His brother, Daryl, followed suit in about 3 years later. And with that being said, they have a unique perspective of from the ground up, where a lot of these other builders, a lot of these New York Stock Exchange companies don't have the same background.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. So where is Chafin Communities building in Atlanta now, and what types of projects are there?
There's 21 communities right now and growing, mainly on the north side of town. We're in Forsyth County, Gwinnett County, Hall, and Jackson County. We serve from the entry level all the way up to the move-up buyer. Prices start from the low 200s on up to $600,000 and $700,000 houses.
Well, those are good price points in those targeted areas. So we had some really cool communities to talk about. I want to start with Monday Mill. Tell us about that one.
We're very proud of Monday Mill. Monday Mill on the book of lists was listed as the number one selling community.
That's impressive.
Yes. There's 1,200 homes there, a little over 1,200 to be built. There's 450 homeowners in there presently. So we're close to halfway through in there. It has two recreational facilities, two pools, one large cabana, one open pavilion, tennis courts, playground. So it services the homeowners there. We have really two distinct buyers there. A lot of first-time home buyers and a lot of empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
So the community is servicing really two different buyers, and that's one of the reasons why it's been so successful. And we have two different price points over there. We have one from the very low 200s and another from the mid to high 200s.
Now, is Monday Mill, is that in Hall? Is that correct? Hall County? Or is that Gwinnett?
It's in Hall County, just off of Monday Mill Road.
Okay.
It's a Gainesville mailing address, but it really feels almost like Oakwood. It's, you're on the Oakwood-Gainesville line.
Uh-huh.
Well, Carol, it's been interesting because we've been doing this show for, almost 6 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, as the years progress, we're talking more and more about that Gainesville area. It's becoming the new hot spot in Metro Atlanta, yeah?
It's been really interesting. It's definitely growing. And I actually think that Hall County is one of the fastest growing counties in terms of new home production right now in the Metro County area.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. It's also a right choice community too, right?
It is a right choice community. And then we think that is one of the reasons why it's been so successful. With young families and empty nesters, they tend to really be budget conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to know what your heating cooling bills are going to be and know you're in an energy efficient home. So we do believe that is one of the main reasons, but besides being such a good value, one of the other main reasons why we're selling so many homes over there.
Well, you know, you think about it. So, you know, you buy your house and it's going to be your largest investment and your largest payment you're going to make, you know, every month. But you know what that price is going to be.
Right.
But, you know, your energy bill could be all over the place. And Right Choice gives you that guarantee that, you know, you're going to pretty much know what it's going to be.
It is nice to be able to tell the homeowners that they are guaranteed what their utility bills are going to be, your heating and cooling bills are. That's a nice feature over there. Being part of the Right Choice program, they do get a 5% discount on their utility bill as well. So this nice feature. And we know the homes are energy efficient because they are inspected by a third party. So we do our own inspection. But it's nice to know a third party comes in there and is making sure that everything is done proper, and a very you get a very tight home.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. All right, Eric, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
All right, we're back with Eric Drucker, VP of Sales and Marketing with Chafin Communities.
So there's no doubt that Jackson EMC's Right Choice New Home program is a value to homebuyers and to builders as well. And obviously, Chafin Communities see the benefits. I know you've got a number of different communities that feature Right Choice homes.
Yeah, whenever we're able to be in a Right Choice area, we definitely will enroll in the Right Choice program. We see the benefits of it, and it's nice to know that our buyers are seeing that same seeing the value in it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about another one of your projects that's Right Choice, Hills at Hamilton Mill.
Hills at Hamilton Mill is located in Decula off of Hog Mountain Road. Homes prices over there are from the mid threes into the fours. Just are move up buyers typically on that in the community. It's been a very good seller over there.
So it sounds like buyers are really going for this community because of location.
Location and schools. It's the Mill Creek School District, and it's very sought after.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a hot school district. Now, what about Creekside at Mulberry Park? I think that's another Jackson AMC Right Choice Homes community.
Creekside at Mulberry Park is a replacement community for the township at Mulberry Park, and it's in Jackson County. We have entry-level homes in there starting from the low 200s into the mid to high 200s. And that will have a recreational facility in there, nice cabana and pool.
Oh, nice. Very it's nice. Always nice for the summer because it gets so hot here in Atlanta.
Nice place to gather for the families.
Absolutely.
What about Riverbend at Mulberry Park?
Riverbend, that's a move-up buyer there. We have ranches and two stories in there. Homes are priced from the mid-200s into the 300s.
Now, is it near Creekside at Mulberry Park? Are they all kind of there together, or are they far away? Or
It's not too far, but one of the nice benefits over there, it's right by the Mulberry Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally, we have a path from the community into the walking trail.
By walking trail. That's nice.
I was going to say, walking's so popular now. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be able to walk somewhere.
Oh, there's a beautiful lake in there. So it's very, very nice.
Oh, sounds like a lovely area. So any promotions or incentives that people can reach out to you and learn more about?
The incentives are per community. Typically, what we'll do is we'll go in and we'll have a home of the week. We'll focus on that. And usually, it's one of the best values in the community. Incentives can range from $3,500 up to $30,000. Buyer bonuses. So.
$30,000 gets my attention.
That's a lot of money.
That's right. Usually on the higher end communities.
Right.
And with your price point, that's significant.
Yes.
So that's very exciting.
Yes. We should check out our homes of the week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
So up to $30,000 off is a great incentive for buyers. What do you have for realtors?
On our homes of the week, typically we have a 1% agent bonus as well. So we appreciate our realtor friends, and there's a 1% agent bonus typically on our homes of the week.
And that helps them to appreciate you.
There's no doubt about that. All right. Well, Erica, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have questions of you, how do they find you, and where do they go to learn about all these great communities?
Well, we're on the web at chafincommunities.com and also on Facebook and Chafin Communities.
All right. Eric Drucker, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Chafin Communities. Eric, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of our guest, Eric Drucker, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for checking in, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.